NASA announces further delays in Artemis moon mission, still hopes to beat China. By Lucas Nolan on December 6, 2024. NASA announced on Thursday that the Artemis II mission, which will send four astronauts on a flight around the moon, will be delayed until April 2026, pushing back the timeline for landing astronauts on the lunar surface. China claims it will land its own moon mission by 2030. Putting pressure on America to stay one step ahead of the communist country. NBC News reports that NASA's Artemis program, which aims to return astronauts to the moon, has faced another setback as the space agency announced a further delay in the timeline for its upcoming missions. The Artemis II mission, originally planned for September 2025, will now be launched in April 2026. This delay also pushes back the subsequent Artemis III mission, which intends to land astronauts near the moon's south pole, from September 2026 to mid-2027. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson attributed the need for the delay to issues detected with the Orion space capsule during the uncrewed Artemis test flight in 2022. Engineers discovered that the heat shield, a crucial component that protects the spacecraft and its potential crew from extreme temperatures during re-entry into Earth's atmosphere, had worn down in places and experienced cracking and shedding due to internal pressure buildup. The Orion spacecraft's unique skip entry method, which involves ducking in and out of the atmosphere to dissipate energy and slow the vehicle down, was found to be the cause of the heat buildup that led to the heat shield's damage. NASA Deputy Administrator Pam Melroy stated that the delay would provide engineers with the necessary time to address these issues and prepare for a modified entry trajectory to ensure the safety of the astronauts, which remains the agency's top priority. Despite the setbacks, Nelson emphasized that the adjusted timeline should still keep the United States on track to return astronauts to the moon before China, which has announced its intention to land its own astronauts on the lunar surface by 2030. The race to the moon has taken on a new significance as both nations seek to establish a presence and potentially exploit valuable resources, such as water ice, which is believed to be present in permanently shadowed craters at the moon's south pole. The Artemis program, which has already cost NASA more than $42 billion over the past decade, envisions regular missions to establish a base camp on the lunar surface before eventually venturing onto Mars. However, with the incoming administration of Donald Trump, some space industry experts have speculated that parts of the program could be subject to changes or even cancellation. Melroy emphasized that the decision to move forward with the Artemis program was pretty clear and should not be held up during the transition period as the new administration establishes its goals and priorities. She stated that major decisions about starting or ending programs should be deferred until the new team has had the opportunity to be briefed on the current status and plans. Read more at NBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.